podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRate.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany, again in a transatlantic news recording. Welcome to this month in German startups, again with Christian in New York. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you will totally notice, and hopefully also when you're listening, that we do have a new tool. So basically, we don't have the issue that we cannot do crosstalk, but we can now talk at the same time and we can edit it together. So no more doing stupid stuff and making the other laugh, right, Chris?
Yeah. So yeah, definitely a feature that so many people were lacking, wondering when can these two dudes finally talk simultaneously. Apart from that, welcome from New York. I have to apologize for my really weird mask knee. I think I should like sit like this the whole time for people watching this. I hope more people just listen to the audio. Anyway.
But that also means you get out a lot, right? You talk to people, well, you do a lot of reporting out there.
With masks, at least. Yes.
And nonetheless, greatly appreciated.
There you go. Yes. Let's start.
Yes. Let's start. Today, we're wrapping up February 2021 on the 23rd of February. Yes, it's not the whole month, but the next the news we still find will go into the March news. There's great news in the German startup scene. The much anticipated IPO of AUTO1 generated two new tech billionaires in Germany. That's the first in a very long time. Europe's first tech SPAC, special acquisition company, lists in Frankfurt. More Wirecard details emerge. We talk about Trade Republic and GameStop, as well as the billion exit of Berlin-based Adjust. You can find us here on Instagram, LinkedIn, on Twitter, if the tool you're using this to watch or to listen permits this. And we now have a Google Calendar where we post even a few weeks ahead all the content we will be publishing. Housekeeping, time to brag. First and foremost, stay safe, everyone. This is the day we're recording this that it became public knowledge that 500,000 Americans passed away from Corona. So guys, please stay safe wherever you are in the world. In the meantime, if you're at home, you can tune into our internet radio station, the world's first 24/7 dedicated to startups and tech companies. We will soon be available on many platforms, but for now, we are available on radio with a double D .net down here in the show notes. You can find the link, of course. Chris, I totally do think you have some top news for us, right?
Yes. So we have two new tech billionaires because the IPO of AUTO1 went spectacularly well and skyrocketed on the first day of trading on February 4th, surging 45%. We took a look at the data and realized that this was the first tech IPO in a very long time that generated new tech billionaires in Germany. I guess probably here also the COVID and Corona effect that a lot of people probably might be thinking about getting themselves a car might have helped as well. We have a couple of background and more detailed articles about this, for example, with Bloomberg, whose headline was SoftBank-backed AUTO1 soars in debut after $2.2 billion IPO. Reuters had a little had coverage saying AUTO1 shares go into top gear in Frankfurt debut. And we have some more in our own blog post at recording this AUTO1 IPO turns founders into billionaires. The story from told by the side of from the angle of one of their first investors, how VC fund DN Capital invested in car marketplace AUTO1 8 years ago and later landed an $8 billion IPO winner. Also for this, we have a link in our show notes. moving on to N26, a bank we've been talking about quite often on this podcast. Used to be a direct bank, now trying to establish a new way of banking whilst having some growth pains along the way every now and then. And now we have news of them getting some more control. The German regulator, stung by past failings, extends oversight of N26. Sources say this is an article also from Reuters. And we have rather better news for them coming from CNBC, who have a story written saying that German mobile bank N26 is thinking of making its first acquisition, giving some more detail about N26, for example, the fact that they raised so far $800 million in investment money, and that the company is planning to hire an additional 200 employees this year, whilst also having their eyes on probably expanding to Brazil. Back to you.
Thank you. As it was almost unable to escape the Reddit GameStop story, we have, of course, a German take on this. We've been looking at Trade Republic, Reddit, and GameStop. For everybody who doesn't know Trade Republic, it's something pretty similar to Robin Hood, headquartered here in Berlin. There's some stories about this. The Berlin-based Solaris Bank, so the actual bank behind Trade Republic, needed 4 years to get to 400,000 customers. But the next 600,000 came within half a year, says the chief commercial officer, Jörg Diewald. Many of them have to be attributed to Trade Republic. We also do have a take on this topic. There will be a follow-up, but at this time we strongly recommend it not to get into the GameStop frenzy, Silver or AMC Entertainment, whatever was traded there. And apparently that was pretty good advice. Many people really got burned, but there is also a lot of reporting on the people who actually did win, and of course it includes again hedge funds. Also, there is one article from Sifted. We're not like Robin Hood, says Berlin-based broker Trade Republic. The iCar, aka the Apple car, Porsche's Cayenne boss, Dr. Manfred Hara, 48, is hired away by Apple. He was rumored to be one of the best engineers in the company. And the article is also asking, is the iCar just around the corner? We ask, is game over? Chris?
No, all good. I'm just smiling a bit because, I mean, for how many years have we now heard a story about the iCar coming and not coming? And so, yeah.
Yeah, also Google Car, also always a frequent topic. But if they hire away the boss of Porsche's Cayenne, then it should get pretty serious. I don't think that would be a cheap hire. Next top news, game over for Mapify. Founders of Berlin-based travel tech startup Mapify, formerly known as the Instagram of travel, give up. They're quoted as evaluating options, which usually means that they are also open to sell the company. Their current investors include Lakestar and Atlantic Labs. Keep in mind, Lakestar will get back to them pretty soon again. And there is an exit of Adjust, ADJUST, where the A and the J are spelled in capital letters, for $1.2 billion, which is at the day's exchange rate, 990 million euros. We have seen this in many blogs. We have just two articles about that. AppLovin is a US company, buys Berlin-based mobile marketing company Adjust and pays $1.2 billion, according to Deutsche Startups, who published the price. Related, AppLovin said to acquire Berlin-based Adjust in a $1 billion deal, is another article on that. the never-ending story of Wirecard. We keep you updated, some small news here again. Keep in mind that there's still an investigative committee of the German parliament ongoing. The Deutsche Bank fires or kind of sidetracks the supervisory board member Schütz over email correspondence with Wirecard CEO Braun, because you cannot really fire a supervisory board member, but you can sidetrack him and make sure he doesn't get elected again. German finance oversight body BaFin places one employee on leave due to internal investigations in trading in Wirecard shares just before the scandal became public. And Germany's highest court, Verfassungsgericht, ruled that EY, formerly Ernst & Young, the auditors, have no right to refuse to give evidence. Now the parliament committee will invite the auditors and EY's CEO for Germany. I'm really sure all of the participating EY employees really looking forward to this conversation. The digital euro, ECB, keeps working on digital euro. Italian central bank has said the ECB is looking at the digital euro for their instant payment system. Target instant payment settlement tips as a first step. Chris, you got some news on the ecosystem, I do believe, right?
Yes, I do. So in the ecosystem, we have a general news about Europe and Europe's importance within like the worldwide startup scene. We have an article there coming from TNW saying why we need to start looking at Europe as one tech ecosystem. Then it's IPO time. Here are, we have 30 plus European tech companies most likely to go public in 2021. It's a list by tech_EU. And there we also have German startups like AutoOne, which we talked about, SUSE, Zuse, Mr. Specs, About You, and N26. For US startups trying to expand into Europe, there is an interesting article about what they could possibly get wrong coming from Harvard Business Review. So you know that it has the well-known depth that this title is known for. And last but not least, we have Iconic Capital, the US investment firm backed by Silicon Valley elites like Mark Zuckerberg, which is also expanding into Europe. Some additional information there is coming from Business Insider.
Let's talk a little bit about hubs. As always, the orders of news and cities is only due to the time we discovered the news. We started with the beautiful city of Heidelberg. Alep Alpha, Heidelberg-based AI startup, raises 5.3 million euros, which is 6.4 million US dollars from investors, including Lea Partners and Berlin-based 468 Capital. Of course, Frankfurt startups in the area around Frankfurt called Rhein-Main raised more than 1 billion euros in 2020. Our research shows. I'm the author of this. Go down here in the show notes and you will find it. Lexta, remember? SPAC 1, first tech-focused SPAC in Europe, successfully launches on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. We talked to one of the founders of Frankfurt-based Iconic Lab. This Iconic, with a C instead of a Q, which wants to be the largest crypto asset manager in Europe. Then there's the lovely city of Münster. The founders of beverage delivery startup Flaschenpost, translating as message in a bottle, just sold the company to German food giant Oetker. Now they invest in HR tech startup for Münster called Ecometer, which enables agile work. Let's talk a little bit about Tübingen, Germany biotech startup CureVac, also one of the companies, biotech startups working on a cure for or vaccination for corona, which listed on Nasdaq in summer 2020. Working on a corona vaccination, is planning to raise additional capital, which could amount to 600 million US dollars. Düsseldorf, Very nice city in, I would say, northwest of Germany. Chris, would you agree?
West, yeah. North Rhine-Westphalia. Yeah.
Düsseldorf-based SME financing platform Compeon closes 50 million euros Series C venture capital funding with government bank NRW Bank, joining previous investors including Qatar Development Bank. And there's Munich. eGym receives 28 million venture capital for the production of connected gym equipment in spring 2020. They had to let go 100 of 450 employees, so it appears they just turned the corner. Christian, I do believe we have some other news from German-speaking countries.
Yes, other German-speaking countries. First of all, looking at Austria, the Australian unicorn Canva buys the Vienna-based Kaleido AI. Kaleido is a company that offers a service where one can automatically cut the picture of a human out of a background. And we have the Austrian crypto startup Hero, an issuer of the Hero coin, which got acquired by the international gambling group Novomatic, which is also from Austria. So probably they would call it Novomatic. I don't know, sometimes in Austria. And Switzerland, the Swiss-listed travel portal Holiday Check raised 47 million euros by selling new shares. And last but not least, the another country with German as an official language, but probably not the country with the smallest group of German as an official language, which I think must be Belgium. And Belgium has like 20,000 German speakers, but Liechtenstein. And Liechtenstein has also a venture capital fund called MIG. They get a 340 million euro payout from their investment in the Mainz-based BioNTech, which is the German pronunciation of what Americans call BioNTech. And it is the company famous for producing the COVID vaccine together with Pfizer.
Yes, in the US use it's always Pfizer, the Pfizer vaccine. And here in Germany and in Europe, they just put it like before it was Pfizer BioNTech, and now it's BioNTech Pfizer vaccine here in the German news. So everybody puts a little bit spin on this story. Let's get a little bit down to companies. Fintech and cryptocurrencies. Mastercard to open up network to selected cryptocurrencies, but not the ones you may think. Related to this, Mastercard will support cryptocurrencies. And there is news on Finleap, which was once a fintech company builder in Berlin with 80 employees at peak. Now there are around 20 left to manage existing investments, and there may be 20 more to work on innovations for corporates in the future. Here is why the former global head of Google Payment and former COO of Venmo have backed the 20 million euro seed round of this fintech. You can read more down here in the show notes, and that formulation was not from us, but it's actually the article headline. Funding news, as always, just a very tiny collection of the stuff we find. Chris, I do believe we could completely fill the startup news just with the funding news, right?
Usually, yes. So give us two examples, or should I go? I can go.
Yep.
Okay, so we have the Berlin-based travel tech Get Your Guide, who filled its war chest with an additional 80 million euro loan after a convertible of more than 100 million euro last year, looking for targets. And we have the autonomous driving startup Recogni, with locations in San Jose and Munich, which found two new investors in the German car supplier industry, Bosch and Continental. They are both investing together, and which is something new for German OEMs. Some more information we have, though, about VC funds. And there's a couple of news there. Dublin and London-based VC firm Frontline has raised its third seed fund of 70 million euro to invest in B2B startups across Europe, looking to take on the US as well. Eurasio got 340 million euro in additional commitments to its growth strategy. An article there we have from TechEU. TCV Capital raised 4 billion US dollars for its venture capital fund, aiming for German startups. And this is a big one because its past investments include companies like Netflix and Airbnb. SPACs will be here pretty soon. Lakestar plans to raise 200 to 300 million euros for a special purpose acquisition company SPAC to be listed on a German stock exchange. The listing is already happening now, says Frankfurt News. And Rocket Internet, of course, Rocket Internet also plans to list a SPAC in New York with a volume of more than 100 million euros. Technology SPAC Rocket Internet Growth Opportunities files for a 250 million IPO at the New York Stock Exchange, backed by Berlin-based Rocket Internet. Some information there are in the show notes as well. And that leaves me with four quick news about exits. Kinnevik, once an important and trusted Rocket Internet investor, now wants to sell all Zalando shares. Zalando being probably the German version of Zappos, probably worth 5.5 billion euros or 6.6 billion US dollars. Shell, mineral oil company, buys Berlin-based electric car charging company Ubitricity.
We already talked about this in the past. The easy to pronounce startup names, they're totally out, right? Nobody uses easy startup names anymore. Sorry, guys. That's just how they make up the names.
I need to do some like tongue yoga afterwards. Not a direct exit, but preparing for some. The Berlin Brands Group commits $302 million to acquire D2C and Amazon merchants. TechCrunch has some more about this. And Berlin-based Branded raises 123.5 million euros, 150 million US dollars, to buy up Amazon shops. Last one here, the German home appliance company Miele, known for like very sturdy products, buys a majority stake in the Berlin-based Captain Cook, in which they have already been an investor. Captain Cook offers recipes in an app.
Let's get to all other news. MDAX, which is like the medium DAX, like the little sibling of the middle sibling of the DAX family. There's the DAX, like comparable to the Dow Jones. With the smaller capitalization are companies in the MDAX, and with an even smaller capitalization, they can get into SDAX. That said, MDAX listed tech company TeamViewer wants to grow their revenue in the next 2 years to 1 billion euros. Home24 growth slows from plus 54% in Q3 to plus 50% in Q4. Read more here. The first unicorn by German investor Carsten Maschmeyer, who's pretty famous here in Germany. He's one of the judges in Germany's version of Shark Tank, and he's also a safe billionaire. He invested in a company, Modern Health, now valued at 1.17 billion. You can read more down here. And Germany-based HDI Insurance, which means Haftungsdach Deutsche Industrie. So basically, it was a company set up for liability claims, liability insurance for the German industry. Now a subsidiary of Hannover Re wants to invest more in startups, especially cybersecurity, they say. And Zalando, we just talked about them, that one of their investors wants out, but they're interested in buying beauty platform Flaconi, which of course, as you can think, sells perfume and stuff like this, to add to their second foray into beauty. Their first one, of course, failed. Another name like this. Quando? The Berlin-based platform for table reservation access 20% of their workforce. Usually we try to end on a high note. Sorry, we couldn't make it this time. And we have stay ahead of the curve venture capital and private equity fund trends for 2021. Chris, I do believe there was a good new tryout for our new recording tool. How do you like it?
I do like it. It's very unforgiving with my acne, but apart from that, it's good. Next time, awesome. Things will look up. Bye-bye. Thanks from New York.
Bye. Bye. Thanks from Frankfurt. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.